The Second World War leaves behind a burnt-out ruin. At the beginning of the Second World War, all the buildings on Museum Island were closed and the collections moved to sheltered locations. As early as 1941, an aerial bomb hits the north wing of the Elters Museum for the first time, and in December 1943 another one ruins the building in the same place, now down to the foundations. In May 1944, a fire destroys the old roof truss, among other things. Shortly before the end of the war, 25 direct hits fall on the Museum Island alone in the heavy daylight raid of 3 February 1945, which set entire streets in Berlin-Mitte on fire. The final blow came, probably on 30 April, according to another source, however, not until 8 May, when an ammunition wagon or similar explodes right next to the Elters Museum. What was left of Schinkel's masterpiece now is completely burnt out. The following morning, the first Soviet soldiers appear on Museum Island. The photo by the famous Soviet war photographer Timofey Melnik, 1911-1985, shows a parade of the 32nd Rifle Corps of the 5th Shock Army in front of the columned front of the Elters Museum on 4 May 1945.